Sweden stops deportations to Afghanistan, releases migrants from detention. By Chris Tomlinson on August 1, 2021. Sweden has stopped all deportations to Afghanistan and has released some migrants who were set for deportation back into Swedish society. The Swedish government halted all deportations to Afghanistan earlier this month, claiming that the security situation has deteriorated as the Taliban makes rapid territorial gains across the country. Now, the Swedish Immigration Service has decided to simply release some Afghan migrants in detention centers who were set for deportation, Sveriges Radio reports. The Afghan nationals will be required to report to the Swedish police at regular intervals, at least in theory, but are allowed to freely move around the country, despite their deportation orders still remaining in effect. Patrick Engström, head of the National Border Police Section, stated that not all of the Afghan migrants have been released from detention, but border police have also not commented on exactly how many were set free. Reza, a 24-year-old Afghan, was one of those released from custody. Reza told the broadcaster, "Now we don't know when we're going to be sent. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year. I'm out here living on borrowed time." Sweden has had prior issues with carrying out deportations in recent months, as many migrants have refused to take a Wuhan virus test, a requirement for entry for many countries taking back their nationals. Mikael Holmgren, acting head of the Border Patrol section in the Western region, said in May that he dealt with several cases per week of migrants refusing to take the tests. "Many of these that we have in custody have been here even before the pandemic. So when it drags on, and they don't agree to PCR tests, we can't deport them. In the end, we have to let them go," he said. A 21-year-old Afghan man found guilty of raping a 14-year-old refused the coronavirus test and was able to avoid deportation as a result of these tactics. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.